187th, 188th, and 511th, along with artillery and engineer support units. Initially, the 187th and 188th were glider regiments, but later they were cross-trained to be parachute-qualified. The glider program slowly took shape in 1942, but was not widely used by U.S. forces in the Pacific, largely because of the jungle terrain. Nicknamed canvas coffins, the flimsy gliders had plywood floors and were constructed with a steel tubing frame covered with a canvas skin. The standard Waco CG-4A glider had a troop capacity of 15 men and could carry a jeep or small artillery piece. The glider was towed by a C-47 transport plane over the landing zone, where it would release a 300-foot nylon tow rope. The glider made what amounted to a crash landing. The independent 503rd Regimental Combat Team also played a key role in the Pacific. It initially consisted of a parachute regiment and later was joined by an artillery battalion and an engineer company. The Marine parachute program never got close to the size of its counterpart in the Army. A total of 4 battalions were created, the 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. The first 3 battalions were eventually formed into the 1st Parachute Regiment and saw combat overseas. The 4th was activated but never transferred overseas. None of the battalions would take part in a combat jump. The need for manpower forced the Corps to disband specialty units like the Marine Parachutists and Raiders in early 1944. The 1st Parachute Regiment formed the core of the 5th Marine Division, where many parachutists and raiders would distinguish themselves on Iwo Jima. Several former parachutists and raiders would participate in the flag raisings, and 5 Marine paratroopers would win the Medal of Honor. Chapter 1. Operation Shoestring. We are the dead. Short days ago we lived, felt dawn, saw sunset glow, loved and were loved, and now we lie in Flanders Fields. Colonel John McCrae, in Flanders Fields. On a cloudy August day in 2001, more than 100 veterans stood shoulder to shoulder at Arlington National Cemetery. They were there to honor 13 fellow Marines who were finally returning home. Marines whose bodies had been left behind in a daring 1942 raid on Macon Atoll. After numerous attempts starting in 1948, Army investigators finally found the remains of the men in 1999.